Alhamdulillahi wahda, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da, amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun, wa qala alayhi salatu wassalam, inna li kulli shay'in sharafan yatabahawna bih, wa inna baha'a ummati wa sharafaha al-Qur'an, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most respected and honorable elders, my brothers, my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we await the final announcement, I thought it would be best that we can share a few advices from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we find in the Quran and Hadith. And because it's the month of Ramadan, the month of the Quran, what better topic to speak on than the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. We all, when the month of Ramadan came, witnessed our relationship with the Quran increased. We all witnessed a greater love for the Quran. We all have love for the Quran. But when the month of Ramadan came, we found ourselves more attached towards the Quran. And we wanted to read more Quran. And alhamdulillah, for the majority of us, we found ourselves that before the month of Ramadan, what our state was with the Quran, what our connection was with the Quran, what our relationship was with the Quran, in the month of Ramadan, it was much better. It was much better. But the question now that we need to ask ourselves is that the life that we have lived and for this many years that we have, if we look into our previous lives, the question we need to ask ourselves is that when the month of Ramadan came in these years that I have lived, and when my relationship increased with the Quran, after the month of Ramadan came to an end, did my relationship with the Quran also come to an end? Did my relationship with the Quran and my connection with the Quran also come to an end? If the answer is in the affirmative, if the answer is yes, then this is something that we all need to ponder and ask ourselves. That is this correct? Or should the answer be that no, I should be increasing my relationship with the Quran even more, or I should at least be at that same level that I was in the month of Ramadan. Unfortunately for many of us, it is that when the month of Ramadan comes, alhamdulillah, we're reciting the Quran and we should. But as soon as the month of Ramadan comes to an end, then we forget the Quran. We forget the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is because we take the Quran so lightly. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so lightly. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions about the sifat and the quality of the Quran in the Quran itself. And He says that إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. This Quran is so great. It's so great that when we, inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal, fa'abayna an yahmilnaha. That the mountains, they refuse to even take this Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that this insan, he was able to take the responsibility of this Quran, of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ الْخَيْرِ. I was mentioning in regards to the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions about the Quran, لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. That this Quran, it's so amazing. The kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, if this Quran was to come down as revelation, not in its written form, but how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it was to come down in its original form, as the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you would see the mountains, that not only they would be destroyed, they will become scattered dust out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Why? Because the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many, many verses of the Quran explains about the Quran. He said, تَنْزِيلٌ مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ الْعُلَى. Don't take the Quran as something lightly. Allah says, طَاهَا مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى تَنْزِيلًا مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ الْعُلَى. What is the Quran? What is the Quran? Allah says, it's a revelation from who? From that being and that deity. مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. Who created the earth, who created the heavens. And who is that? الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. الله أكبر. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains himself, so we understand the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah say? That who is Allah? Allah is الرحمن, the most merciful. على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. And who is Allah? He knows everything. He knows everything. ما في السماوات, which is happening in the heavens. وما في الأرض, which is happening in the earth and below the earth. وما بينهما, whatever is happening between the heavens and the earth. وما تحت الثرى, whatever is happening beneath the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that too. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to explain to us even more, Allah goes more deep and He says, وَإِن تَجْهَرُ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Who is Allah? Who is Allah? وَإِن تَجْهَرُ بِالْقَوْلِ. Say something loudly. Say something loudly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He hears that also. فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can hear what you say loudly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can hear sir, what you whisper. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes one step further and He says, وَأَخْفَى. Allah can hear even the whispers of your heart. Something you didn't say. Something you didn't even say yet. It's crossing your heart and mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah can hear that also. Allah knows that also. فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوْ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. And who is Allah? That being, that deity, apart from whom there is no other deity worthy of worship. لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. For him are the asma'i husna, the blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. When we understand the Quran, when we listen to the Quran, when we recite the Quran, understanding it's the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will see its effect on our hearts. Then we will understand the Quran, ponder over the Quran. Then we will see the Quran come into our lives. Nowadays, unfortunately, what is happening is we read the Quran. We listen to the Quran. Even in the Taraweeh, the whole month we listen to the Quran. But seldom will we find that it had any effect on our hearts. Seldom will we find ourselves changing our lives after listening to the Quran. Why? Because we are not realizing that it's the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the mushrikeen of Makkah, those that didn't have iman, when they would listen to the Quran, it would have an effect on their hearts. It would have an effect on the hearts. The riwayah mentioned in the books of hadith, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, at that time, he did not accept Islam yet. He did not accept Islam yet. He was from the mushrikeen still. He says that at night time, I would go outside and I would see what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is doing. I would see that what is Muhammad doing, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, one night I went and I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is praying salah in Masjid al-Haram, near the Kaaba, facing the Kaaba. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would face the Kaaba in a way where he would also be facing Baytul Maqdis, Masjid al-Aqsa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is praying, Allahu Akbar, look at the verses of the Quran. Al-haqqah, mal-haqqah, wa ma adraka mal-haqqah, kazzabat thamudu wa adun bil-qari'ah, fa amma thamudu fa uhliku bil-taghiyah, wa amma adun fa uhliku bi-rihin sarsarin atiyah, sakharaha alayhim sab'a layalim wa thamaniyata ayyamin husuma, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praying Surah Al-Haqqa. Amazing Surah of the Quran. If an individual doesn't understand Arabic, just looking at the sajal, just looking at the rhythm, just looking at the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the surah, it has an effect on the heart. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I'm listening to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting the Quran, reciting these verses of Surah Haqqa. And right away, I didn't even say anything yet. It came in my heart, Wallahi, إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَاعِرٌ. I swear by Allah, this individual is a sha'ir. What a kalam he's praying. What a kalam he's praying. Because they understood the Arabic language. So what a kalam. This individual must be a poet. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting in salah. He doesn't know that Umar radiallahu anhu is there. He doesn't know that this is what he has said. Or this is what he's thinking of. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting in salah and he's praying, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ. I swear by that which you can see. وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And that which you cannot see. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. It's not a word of any poet. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, as soon as I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this verse, I was dumbfounded. That how does he know what I'm thinking of? How does he know what I'm thinking of? So he says, Lakahin. He's a soothsayer. He's a fortune teller. He's able to tell the future. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues with the verses. He didn't say it in a manner where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could hear. He's whispering to himself. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues with the verses. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Nor is this the word of a soothsayer. Nor is this a word of a soothsayer. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I was so dumbfounded. I was so awestruck by these verses of the Quran and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam reciting these verses of the Quran. That is the first time Islam had entered my heart. That was the turning point in my life. That was made me come close. That was that incident that made me come close to Islam. This is the Quran. It had an effect on the mushrikeen of that time also. Those individuals who didn't have iman also. When it comes to the mu'mineen, it also has an effect. Just yesterday I mentioned the incident in the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There was an individual, he comes into the company of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. One day goes, 2 days go, 3 days go. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu sees this individual, he's not coming to my majlis now. He asks the individuals around him and he says, that where is this individual? He says, a person in the majlis, he says that this individual has now left. He's left from the obedience of Allah and he's gone into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has turned away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Based on our policy, which is SCC policy, so we don't take Saudi information because it was impossible to see the moon. Our policy is when Saudi declares something, if another country can see the moon, so alhamdulillah, there are 2 to 3 countries in Central Africa, they have seen the moon locally by the naked eye. And as you know that they have, like moon set long time ago, but we were confirming that report. And our Malana Sheikh Al-Silmi, he verified this report and he directly spoke to the Imam where the moon was sighted. Also, there is only one country. And then they verify the report from another African country and they directly spoke to them. So, because of our policy, is if there is no possibility of seeing the moon and Saudi declared, we have to have a couple of countries to see the moon. And alhamdulillah, we verified this report, and inshallah, tomorrow will be Eid al-Fitr, inshallah.
I was mentioning that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent a letter to this individual, and he mentioned a few verses of the Quran in that. And as soon as this individual read these verses of the Quran, what happened was that his entire life changed and he turned back towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a lesson for us that we also need to attach ourselves to the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our relationship to the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our siyam, our qiyam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this month of Ramadan that we went through a means of blessings for us in the whole year. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallillahumma wa sallim ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.